Coming up next is The Dark Side with Madam Ravencroft on 98.5 CKWR.
Community radio with a powerful zap. We are 98.5 CKWR, the mighty dynamo.
The following is a production of 98.5 CKWR.
Warning: the following program may include songs containing strong coarse language, sexual references, or religious critique. Listener discretion is highly advised.
There's a mysterious style of music some know about, many do not. Languishing in nightclubs and underground radio for over 35 years. Born out of the nest of punk during the mid-70s. Firmly taking root during the dawn of the 1980s. Described by those who grew up with it as deeply haunting and mystical. This unique musical genre has been lovingly supported and adored by many of its followers over the decades. It still thrives and exists today. Now, it makes its crossover onto terrestrial mainstream radio. For tonight, you will be brought into the world of the Goths, and the music that helped shape and define who they are. I am the presence known as the Darkmere, and I welcome you to slip into the dark side with the Gothic vampire empress of the night, Madam Ravencroft. So sit back and relax, for in a moment you'll be translocated into this magical musical experience in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the dark side. And now, here is the Gothic vampire empress of Waterloo region herself, Madam Ravencroft.
I see that you've returned. Good. Very good. Welcome, my darklings, and to the new blood that has found their way into the dark side. For you too are welcome. I am the Gothic vampire empress of this nighttime world you've stumbled into. I am Madam Ravencroft. But my darklings equally know of me as Hemera Ravencroft. The Dark Side is a weekly two-hour music magazine with goth at the heart of this radio show found on 98.5 CKWR, which can be dug up on the interweb at www.ckwr.com. It is the only gothic-centered mainstream radio program found anywhere, at least from what I know of, across Canada, very likely North America.
Yep, I believe so.
Well, hello, my glow ball of happiness. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Now that I'm taking more interest in my bod day.
That's always a good thing, for we only have just one body to do us per life.
Unless that body finds itself facing a nasty, mean-tempered werewolf or hungry vampire.
True, but what supernatural being one comes across depends upon the core morality of said supernatural confronted.
Not you. You're more interested in cherries than blood.
Quite right. So, Eva, what musical artist and bands are set to enter Gothopolis Cemetery's Vanskull?
This evening we have music from Vampire Beach Babes, Say Why, a set from July Talk, Metric, The Mission, The Cure, Shadow Fashion, Susie and the Banshees, Vagosphere, Blute Angel, and a few
very interesting
extractions from The Grave of Time, buried oh so long ago, that might surprise goths and darklings alike.
Well delivered. I see some bands readying for their imminent performance right now. Who may they be?
In our first set, we have musical pieces from The Birthday Massacre, Egmir, and I'm Judas.
Wickedly nice. Let's step back and allow these talented artists to beguile us and our darklings, as well as my beloved Gothic family found everywhere around this globe. This is The Dark Side on 98.5 CKWR. We shall see you in about 15 minutes' time.
Thank you. Man,
Just like that, we are back into the dark side here on the Mighty Dynamo on the FM dial, 98.5 CKWR. I am the Gothic Vampire Empress of Waterloo Region, situated at the core of the Tri-Cities in the province of Ontario, Canada. We started off our show with a triad of songs. We just heard a new song drop from the handsome post-punk musician artist Max Mayhem of the Italian goth rock, dark wave, electro goth band Helen Flowers, with his own venture as I'm Judas, with People Off the Blame, Canned Anger, off his 2022 premiere album Viva Negativa. Before him was the goth metal symphonic metal band hailing from Kiev, Ukraine, Ignea, with Algea, from their 2017 premiere album, The Sign of Faith. Then right at the top of the first tri-set of the evening was Toronto, Ontario, Canada's alternative rock, goth rock band, The Birthday Massacre, with Walking with Strangers, from their Show and Tell Live 2009 album.
Lady Ravencroft.
Yes?
Shall we play a game?
Okay. I better not regret this.
You won't. Repeat after me.
All right.
N.
N.
E.
E.
One.
One.
Four.
Four.
A.
No, I know where this is going. I'm not saying that on air. You know you can't be doing that. You thought you could slip that one in just so you can get the madam in trouble. Where did you learn that?
Winston played that joke on Celine when she found out she got mad and popped him in the nose, giving him a bloody nose.
Serves him right.
So, what does it mean?
Never mind.
Those words don't spell never mind.
You don't need to know.
Nope, that's not the spelling of that word either.
Drop it. It's a crude comment. Forget you even heard it. Purge it from your mind.
Okay. Do you want to play another game?
Depends. Is it clean?
Yep. I saw this on YouTube.
Back to your YouTube addiction, are we?
Yep.
Well, we'll have to wait until the next break, Eva. Anyways, who are the bands readying themselves to play in Tri-Set 2, please?
Coming up after a brief station identification segment, we have from Toronto, the center of Canadian goth culture, another visit from the Vampire Beach Babes. This time, I got the name right.
Good to know.
As well as AY in shadow fashion.
Well delivered, my wispy companion. You're listening to The Dark Side, only found and heard anywhere on mainstream radio on the most unique radio station in all of Canada, 98.5 CKWR, also found on the ethereal web at www.ckwr.com. I am Tamara Ravencroft, and we shall catch you in roughly 5 minutes' time.
The Gothic Empress of Waterloo region can be reached directly by email at Madam Ravencroft. All one word? E at the end of Madam, at gmail.com. Her internet home can be found on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Madam Ravencroft.
CKWR, the nation's premier gothic music station.
Loving our community since 1973. We are 98.5 CKWR.
No words are spoken.
Tears are dropping down my road.
It's the end
of innocence.
Ravencroft, The Dark Side, 98.5 CKWR.
Let's go!
Are back to the dark side here on 98.5 CKWR. I'm Tamara Ravencroft, taking you to 5 this morning here in the Tri-Cities of Kitchener, Waterloo, and Cambridge in the splendid province of Ontario in the nation which is Canada. We've heard in our second song set of the evening Toronto, Ontario's goth punk, goth rock, gothabilly band Vampire Beach Babes with Gothic Surferama from their 2000 premiere album Reckless Summer. Then we slid into our second song with the German synth-pop synth-goth band Say Why and Angels off their Refill 2003 album. For those interested in this little bit of knowledge, before she joined Blue Dingo, co-singer Yuriki Goldman started her singing career with Say Why. It was after Goldman left Blue Dingo in 2008 that her vacancy was filled by Say Why's newest frontwoman singer, Nancy Lehman. Continuing on, we finished up our set with the American goth rock band from San Antonio, Texas, Shadow Fashion, with Children of the Night from their 2020 digital single, Children of the Night.
Can we play another game?
If you promise to keep it clean, then yes.
How do we contact Gimli? Now that he revealed his fate, Kat, he should have the ability of location manifestation.
Eva, have you been going through my Magical Studies Magicopia grimoire?
Yep. Anything in this laptop, anywhere in the world, even your home computer, is open to an ascended fairy wisp.
But of course it is. Stupid me for ever thinking what I have is safe from you ferreting it out. As for Gimli, I would have to get a chance to cat-sit him again. From Rob.
What about my master?
Jeez, Gimli, announce when you make an appearance, for Pete's sake.
Are you praying to one of the gods of CKWR again?
What?
Are you praying to Pete Fowler?
No, that was another colloquialism.
Oh.
Let's get back to me. So, what? The magical tinkling noise didn't clue you in.
Still as sassy as ever.
That's me. It's my nature. Get used to it.
Won't Robert be wondering where his house pet scampered off to?
Not if I leave a magical construct, he won't. So what do you want? By the way, did you decide to accept me into the team yet, Toots?
Okay, first, don't call me Toots. You sound like you're from a 1950s gangster movie. Second, yes, you're in the night shift team. If you can promise to behave yourself and respect your other partners.
First off, darn right I'm in. Second, I am what I am, Toots. Thirdly, see the second answer.
Then you're not in.
Oh, come on. I'm a freaking fade cat. It's in my nature to be surly.
He has a point. Netherrealm entities have a unique mental personality trait that can't be erased any more than you can remove a fairy's need to be mischievous.
Darkmere, what did you saddle me with?
Who's she talking to?
Herself.
Eva.
She's talking to the sentient embodiment of the dimensional field that inhabits the confines of God Hopeless Cemetery. They are called the Darkmere.
Oh.
Your question will have to wait, Eva. We have to get back to the show. Let's pull our attention to that task, shall we?
Sure, I'm game for that.
Better be, else I would get another co-host.
Can I throw my cat hat into the pool to be selected as her replacement?
Hey, not funny. I do a great job as the madam's co-host.
And that you do. So, Eva, who are the bands setting up for Triset 3 on the dark side?
Entering the band skull, we have Metric, The Cure, and National Velvet.
Bangle, bangle, radio then. This is the dark side on the best unique radio station found anywhere in Canada, with only the best radio programmers in the nation. This is 98.5 CKWR, The Night Shift, and myself shall return back here at about 15 minutes time.
If you're a Canadian goth rock, dark wave, cold wave, dream pop, post-punk, pagan pop, or new wave band who've been trying hard and wish to break into the music industry, but just need a little push to hopefully be noticed, the Gothic Empress herself welcomes you to submit a high-quality MP3, along with a short bio of you or your band to her email address at madamravencroft@gmail.com. Just make sure care and attention is focused on vocal clarity, and that your instrumentals are crisp and in balance with your foreground vocals. That no profanity, misogyny, anti-LGBTQ+, racism, violence promoting or sexual content are to be found within the lyrics. Be also aware that your song might not be played if any of these complexities are embodied within your song. Understand that Madam Ravencroft, The Dark Side, and 98.5 CKWR are not obligated, nor will there be any financial compensation for the playing of your song. Hopefully, we can help, in a way, in making you a star, and ultimately putting Waterloo Region and the Canadian nation on the world stage. Take care and good luck.
98.5 CKWR. Real Radio.
Tamara Ravencroft, The Dark Side, 98.5 CKWR.
Back in the dark ages where love meant children and nothing was sacred except flesh. Flesh. Flesh under skin. I stare at naked water that lets me cry.
This is 98.5 CKWR, and you're listening to The Dark Side. In our last tri-set, we heard from legendary Canadian band Metric with the vocals of actress Brie Larson with Black Sheep from the 2010 Scott Pilgrim vs. the World soundtrack. I so loved that film. I wish there was a sequel to it. Then next in line, we had a goth rock classic from Robert Smith and The Cure with Love Song from their 1989 album Disintegration. Then ending the set and this hour was another Canadian goth rock band from Toronto with National Velvet and their 1988 hit Flesh Under Skin off their freshman album release National Velvet. We shall see everyone in hour two. Right after the break, we'll be going right into Blue Dingo, Shireen, and Vegas Sphere. I'm Madame Tamara Ravencroft, the Gothic Vampire Empress of Waterloo Region, and this is The Dark Side, the only unique mainstream Gothic radio program found anywhere in Canada and only broadcast from an equally unique radio station. 98.5 CKWR. Catch you in hour two, my dearest darklings.